Hey everyone, thanks for taking the time to listen to this episode. I hope it was useful for your learning. Make sure you consolidate your knowledge by clicking the link in the bio to be taken to the free online course. Good luck with your studies!
A uniform field is one that has the same strength at every point in the field. A uniform field has the same strength everywhere. It can be made from parallel charged plates. If two charged plates are held a distance apart, the field between them will be uniform. The field lines will travel straight from the positive plate into the negative plate. If two plates are held apart with different charges, they will have a voltage difference between them. The field strength is equal to the voltage drop divided by the distance between the plates. Capacitors are devices which can be used as a store of charge. A capacitor stores electric charge by having two charged plates that are held apart. These plates have a potential difference between them. The capacitance of an object can be thought of as the amount of charge it is storing per unit voltage. Capacitance is calculated by dividing the amount of charge stored by the voltage, or Q over V. The unit of capacitance is the farad, which is equivalent to coulombs per volt. A parallel plate capacitor has two identical conducting plates, each having a surface area A, separated by a distance D. The capacitance of this capacitor is given by the equation C equals epsilon 0 multiplied by A over D, where epsilon 0 is the permittivity of free space. The plates of a parallel plate capacitor may also be separated by a material called a dielectric. A dielectric is a material that increases the capacitance of a capacitor. The dielectric allows a capacitor to store more charge. The capacitance is then equal to the capacitance of the capacitor without the dielectric multiplied by the relative permittivity of the dielectric material used. Several capacitors may be connected together in a variety of applications. Multiple connections of capacitors act as a single equivalent capacitor. We can find an expression for the total capacitance of a series circuit by considering the voltage across the individual capacitors. The total voltage is the sum of the individual voltage drops. By noting that the voltage is related to the capacitance by V equals Q over C and cancelling the factor of Q from both sides, we see that the reciprocal of the total capacitance of the circuit is equal to the sum of the reciprocals of the individual capacitances. To find the equivalent total capacitance of a parallel circuit, note that the voltage across each capacitor are the same as they are each connected directly to the voltage source. The total charge in the circuit Q is then the sum of the individual charges. Using the relationship Q equals CV and cancelling the factor of V from both sides, we see that the total capacitance of a parallel circuit is simply the sum of the individual capacitances.